Welcome to Polka Dotsie's Body Love Podcast, the podcast where we talk about all things health, fitness, and body positivity with your host, Chloe Pedley. Hey, this is Chloe, and welcome to the Polka Dotsie Body Love Podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about when body love isn't actually body love at all. And this is something I'm really ashamed of because I've been guilty of it myself. Have you ever been to the beach and seen the slightly larger woman in the bikini? And rather than thinking, hey, go you, sister, you've sat there and you've gone, oh my God, what is she wearing? Have you ever been out to the shopping center and seen someone in their tracksuit pants and gone, oh my God, what are they wearing? Or worse yet, have you ever been in the process of going, I have embraced, I love my body, I love my body. Oh my God, Becky, have you seen the size of her ass? She looks like one of those rap guys. You get what I'm saying. See, the thing about body positivity and promoting no body shame means that not only do we speak kindly to ourselves and speak kindly to our own bodies, we also speak kindly to the bodies of the other people that we see in day-to-day life. Otherwise, we haven't embraced our body positivity at all. We haven't actually embraced the concept of body love. Who is to say that body love is exclusively for you or for me? It's for everybody. And that's why I really get around and get behind campaigns like the Lose Hate, Not Weight campaign or the Healthy Isn't a Size campaign. Because the thing is, we're going to come across people who are different sizes to us and different shapes to us with different tastes, different clothing styles in our day-to-day life. It's just how it is. And it is not our position to judge. In fact, when we do judge, we undermine the entire body positivity campaign, full stop. So I guess some tools that would help us be more accepting and more less judgmental towards other women and other bodies that we see day to day would be to start with reflecting on what's actually going on here. Why is it we feel the need to look at somebody else and rather than going, hey, you know what, you're rocking your thing, that's awesome, do your thing, I'll do mine. Why do we feel the need to go, oh my God, where is that judgment coming from? And what is it that we are feeling in that moment when we have to take somebody else down to lift ourselves up? Because the thing is, we don't need to take anybody else down to lift ourselves up. We can all be up. And that's the magical thing about our life. There is no competition to who has the best body or who has the most positive body, or there just isn't. Everybody and every style is absolutely fantastic in its own right. I guess the next thing we need to probably ditch is the assumption that somebody who appears to be overweight is unhealthy. Because that seems to be a place where the judgment stems from. Oh my God, Becky's so overweight. Oh my God, she's gone up in size. Oh my God. And the thing is, we cannot tell by looking at the person if they're healthy or not. We can't even tell what it is that they do. For all you know, they might lift weights, they might run marathons, they might have an undiagnosed hormonal thing going on. We just cannot tell. And it's the role of doctors and it's the role of our health professionals to actually make those diagnoses and those judgments, not us. And who's to say that fat is bad? It's not. It's just fat, just like fingernails or hair. It's something that we have. It's not something that we are. The other thing is, bodies do come in all shapes and sizes, and healthy isn't a size, and it's something that's incredibly frustrating. Because when you go to the beach, if you want to wear your bikini or if you want to wear your swimsuit, you should absolutely feel empowered and enabled to do so without the judging, prying eyes of the hate patrol. And I've been guilty of this. I've looked at women and I've gone, oh my God. And it wasn't until I sat down and I really reflected on what was going on in my own life and what was going on with my own body image that I went, oh my goodness, you know what? I'm as bad as the people that I criticize. Why am I feeling the need to judge and take these beautiful, incredible, amazing women down for something that I perceive to be negative, when in actual fact it's probably not negative at all, and my judgment isn't welcome in their lives, and it doesn't help or serve me to take anybody down. It doesn't lift me up at all. So the third tool that I think would be really important to employ is to try and find the good in all situations. Try and look at somebody and go, hey, you know what? I don't necessarily want to grow my own armpit hair, but awesome that you feel that, that's your lifestyle choice. And if you're comfortable with that and that makes you feel good, then that's fantastic. Do you know what? I am a curvy, almost straight up and down, muscular body type, and you're skinny and waif-like, and we are different, but that's okay. And that's what true body love is. It's embracing our differences. It's looking at the individuals we come across on a day-to-day basis and going, you know what? There is more beauty in our differences than there is in our sameness. And I think it's really important to acknowledge that we live in a world where we are so diverse. We have diverse religions. We have diverse body shapes. We have diverse preferences. If we were all the same, it'd be a horrible place to live. There'd be no compare and contrast. But the thing about compare and contrast is it doesn't have to be one is right and one is wrong. It's one is and one is different. We don't need to sanitize our lives to lift each other up or bring each other down. We just don't. And unfortunately, there is a media and an industry that is based on setting a standard for what is beautiful and what is not beautiful. And we make fun of those things that don't fit into the paradigm of beautiful. And that's heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking. The typical comedy movies where we make fun of the fat girl, or we make fun of the girl wearing glasses and she's not beautiful until we take those glasses off, and with a swell of beautiful music we realize that she was pretty the whole time. That's bollocks. And we don't have to buy into this, because do you know what? Movies aren't real life. This media campaign that we are subjected to, where we are told what model of beauty is actually beautiful, smooth skin, poreless, skinny, tiny, take up as little space as possible, don't you dare have hair, don't you dare have wrinkles, model, it's not real. It's a myth that traps us all into taking each other down, spending money on products that don't work, that we don't need, and not lifting each other up. The second that we realize how powerful we are, and the second that we realize how incredibly amazing and wonderful we are if we work together and accept each other and embrace each other, the world changes. It really does. And that is a body positive movement. That is a real body positive movement. Not a movement where we take other people down for the sake of feeling good about ourselves. Not a movement where we feed more to the beauty industry or the weight loss industry. Not a movement where we are inclined to feel and fit into as small a space as possible and we judge ourselves based on the number on our genes. It's a movement where we uplift our sisters and we look out for one another. And we go, hey, you know what? Your beauty's not my beauty, but your beauty's still beautiful. And I get behind that. I really get behind that. So thank you for listening to my really quick presentation on what I think a body positive movement should actually be. Next time you see the fat girl or the pale girl or the hairy girl at the beach, maybe take a look at them and think, hey, they're fantastic. Their beauty is not my beauty, but it's still beautiful. Thanks for tuning in. Join us in our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/polkadotsybodylove. I would love to see you in there. Bye for now.